WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, dopamine hackers. It's your girl Sienna Cruz here, and welcome back to the show where we're all about outsmarting those pesky scrolling urges and taking control of our minds. Now, today we're diving into something super powerful, but also super accessible. Mindfulness meditation. Ever feel like your mind is a runaway train, thoughts zooming past faster than you can blink? You know that feeling when you're trying to focus on something important, but your brain is playing its own little symphony of distractions? Yeah, me too. And trust me, I get it. We live in a world of constant stimulation, notifications, emails, news updates, the list goes on. It's like our brains are wired for overdrive. But what if I told you there's a way to hit that mental pause button? A way to train your mind to be more present, more aware, and ultimately, less reactive. That's where mindfulness meditation comes in. So, let's break it down, dopamine hackers. First things first. Mindfulness isn't about emptying your mind or becoming some Zen master overnight. It's about noticing your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Think of it like this. Your mind is a bustling city with thoughts as cars constantly moving through it. Mindfulness meditation is simply observing the traffic flow without getting caught up in it. You acknowledge the thoughts, let them pass, and gently bring your attention back to your breath or another anchor point. And speaking of anchors, we've got our first key takeaway. Find what works for you. Some people love focusing on their breath, others find comfort in a guided meditation app, and some even prefer walking meditation. Experiment with different techniques until you find something that resonates with you. Next up, be kind to yourself. This is huge. Don't get discouraged if your mind wanders, it will. It's perfectly normal. Just notice when it happens, gently guide your attention back to your anchor point, and keep going. Remember, mindfulness is a practice, not a perfection game. Now, let's talk about consistency. You know that saying, practice makes progress? Well, it applies here too. Even just 5 minutes of daily meditation can make a difference. Try setting a reminder on your phone or incorporating it into your morning routine. The key is to build it into your life gradually and steadily. Think of mindfulness like a muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it gets. And speaking of muscles, we need to talk about stress reduction. Mindfulness meditation has been shown to lower cortisol levels, which is basically our body's stress hormone. So, by practicing mindfulness, you're not just training your mind, you're also giving your body a much-needed break from the constant pressure. And last but definitely not least, embrace the benefits. As you become more mindful, you might notice things like increased focus, improved emotional regulation, and even greater compassion for yourself and others. It's a whole mind makeover. Okay, let's bring it to life with a real-world example. Picture this. You're at work, your inbox is overflowing, there's a looming deadline, and your coworker just dropped a bomb of a question right when you were finally getting into the zone. Ever been there? Now imagine instead of panicking, grabbing a coffee, which might give you a temporary boost but then leave you jittery. Or diving headfirst into that mountain of emails, you take a few deep breaths and practice a quick mindfulness exercise. You focus on your breath, noticing the rise and fall of your chest, allowing yourself to be fully present in that moment. Boom. Suddenly, you feel calmer, clearer, and more equipped to handle whatever comes your way. And remember, dopamine hackers, this isn't about becoming a guru overnight. It's about making small, consistent changes that lead to big, positive transformations. So, start with 5 minutes a day, be patient with yourself, and celebrate every step you take towards a more mindful, empowered life. You've got this. Don't forget to share your mindfulness journey with me on social media using the hashtag #dopaminehackermindfulness. Let's inspire each other to live our best, most present lives. See you next time, dopamine hackers.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, Tap that review button if this show brightens your day.